worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come, let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give Him the honor. Give Him the praise.
Worship Him. Worship. What a blessing it is to be in the house of God with the people of God, in every presentation giving glory to God, who is worthy of all the praise, all the honor that we can give him. We can never measure up in giving him to what he's given to us. God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his Son, sent not his world, Son into the world to forgive. Otherwise, it is because of his concern for us, his love for us. Young man, I said, a young man behind my wife and myself was singing every song anybody sang. It don't make a difference what kind of song. Even if I had sung a song, I believe he would have sung that too. And that would have been something. But we welcome you here, Brother Glenn. Glad to have you here with us today, along with others who have gathered together with us, that we may worship him and give him all the praise wherein he is so worthy. Our scripture was read today. Early on, I will be looking at that scripture in a way as I stand here today, for the short period in which I plan to stand here. Ms. Harris read a portion of the scripture. I will not read all of it either. We're talking about Psalm 34, exalting his name forever. Exalting his name forever. What a title it is. This is indeed an interesting instructive psalm. It is a story of David's triumph, but also his trouble. It is both a song and a sermon, as written in Scripture. And I want to talk today about exalting his name together. Seems like that's what you had in your mind today, because everybody seemed to be participating in every song that has been sung. Amen. Every smile that should have been extended, and responding to the prayer around the altar, and all that was being done for the glory of God and for the benefit of those who are in the family of God, trying to carry out the will of God, who loves us so much that he provided salvation to us through his Son. This is indeed an interesting Psalm 34. Now, David was a man after God's own heart. David had problems. The truth of the matter, he was pretending that he was losing his mind when he wrote this psalm, because he was being watched and in the presence of unbelievers while he was putting it together. He acted like he wasn't together, but he was putting this psalm to praise God together. Can you imagine doing all such wonderful things as we should when trouble is all around us? It's bad enough, you know what I mean, when you seem like everything's okay. But when you want to glorify God, praise him, trust him, obey him, amen? When it just seems like you're in the wrong company. But I want you to recognize, he said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw, not every man, but all men, women who will accept him as Savior and Lord of your life. This is both a sermon and a song in one scripture. Amen. I'm going to see what I can get out of both of them. Is that all right? If I don't take too long. First thing I want you to notice, David's praise song. What he resolved, verses 1 and 2. I will praise the Lord at all times. Lord have mercy. That's what David said. I will praise the Lord at all times. Now you do know that there are some folk can't praise him on Sunday. Ain't thinking about it on Monday. Don't know what to do about it on Tuesday. But David said, the psalmist said, I will praise the Lord at all times. When trouble is in my life, when I don't have answers to every question, solutions to every problem, I will praise the Lord at all times. Amen. I will constantly speak his praises. I don't just praise him on Sunday. That's what David said. I praise him on Monday. Doesn't matter what the day is, what the temperature is outside, I will praise the Lord. And I really believe that when we recognize another day, this is a day that the Lord has made. And I'm going to start complaining. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Everything isn't going right. I don't feel right all the time. You know, I don't have everything I wish I had, but I'm going to praise the Lord on Monday at all times. Lord, have mercy. And then he says, I will boast only in the Lord. I don't brag about how good I look. Ain't too bad though, but I can't do what I used to do. I can't even preach like I used to preach. But I will praise the Lord, not just when I was young and better off. If it's a day the Lord has made, it's worthy of praise. Now I get off to myself, nobody listening, nobody. I don't care if you listen or not listen, I'm going to praise him. He's worthy of all of our praise and all of our honor. Lord, have mercy. I will boast only in the Lord. I ain't going to go around here bragging and boasting about me. But I will boast only. I ain't going to boast from everybody else. But I will boast the Lord because he's at the top of the list. Yes, this is what the psalmist said that he would resolve. I agree with him. But then next thing is what he requested in verse 3. Come, let us tell the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. How great he is. You and I ought to come and let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. We ought to let people recognize what a great God we serve. God says, speak. Let there be light. Light came. All power in heaven and earth is in his hand. There's nothing that he can't do. I will exalt his name. We should exalt his name together. Every one of us ought to be talking about what a great God we serve. Lord have mercy. That was his request. And he says what he remembered. This is what the psalmist remembered. Listen to this. He said, I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all of my fears. And he goes on to say, those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame, Lord have mercy, will darken their faces. No shadow or shame shall darken their faces. I'm glad when they said to me, when they go to the house of the Lord. I'm not ashamed to be in the presence of others who gather together in giving glory and honor and praise to the Lord. I thank God for this Psalm 34 that David wrote. Lord have mercy. He says, in my desperation I prayed. Have you ever been in a desperation period? And the Lord listened. And he saved me from all my trouble. Amen. Lord, I mean, I have been in some desperate situation. Didn't know exactly how it was going to happen, but I know who I could talk to. I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. Lord, have mercy. I wrote down underneath this statement when my wife used to sing the song quite often, Trouble in My Way. I have to cry sometime. I'll lay awake at night, but that's all right. Jesus will fix it. After a while, I don't know if you've ever been there like that, but there's been some trouble in my way. I didn't know how it was going to work out. But I found out that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the God I serve. Only thing I didn't like about that song, Trouble in My Way, I Have to Cry Sometime, she turned around and looked at me. I said, well, honey, it wasn't me. I'm the one trying to keep you from crying. Things getting a lot of rough, money's short. You understand what I'm saying? And sickness in the family and all kind of things happening. I feel like crying, but I can't fix it. I cry with you. But I will take it to the Lord in prayer. First of all, what the psalmist desired. Secondly, what he realized. Lord have mercy. He's the God of protects, a God protects. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him. God protects us. Through many dangers, toils, and snares we've been, and we came through it, he protects us. God not only protects us, but he also provides. My God shall supply. And this psalm says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, for he is a you, his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. Listen to this. The psalmist says in this psalm, fear the Lord, you, his godly people. Any godly people in this house today? Lord, have mercy. You, his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. I was young, but now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. My God will supply. You can trust him. Been dark sometimes. I could not see my way, but he saw it for me and took care of the situation that I was confronted with and didn't know how it was going to happen. I thank God, and I wish everybody understood that. This is the kind of God that we serve. He's able to meet our needs. His grace is sufficient for us. Lord, have mercy. It says, taste and see that the God is good. Oh, the joys of those that take refuge in him. It says, the fear of the Lord, you as godly people, for those who fear him will have everything that they need. God will supply every need, all of our needs, according to his riches and glory. He says, the psalmist said, even strong lions sometimes go hungry. But those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. That's the God we serve. Let me say it again. Even strong, young lions sometimes go hungry. But you don't have to go hungry. God will take care of us. This is a promise that we have that David put in a song and a sermon. I wish I could sing. I'd sing it. But y'all know I better not go there. But, you know, Lord have mercy. This is the God that we serve. And we ought to give him glory, honor, and praise. I want you to notice David's proclamation. First of all, the summons in verse 11. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. This is what the psalmist says. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord or to revere the Lord. I know I was listening to the children as they sing. I do that every Sunday. It's amazing what God is doing in the lives of those children. Amen. Singing praises to the glory of God. Not ashamed.
Right. Proud.
Proud is exactly right. And we ought to train children the way they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we talked about people who are on wrong tracks and all, and how to get it all together. They ought to begin that with children. Thank God for those who work with children and help them to grow in so many marvelous gifts they've been given. What an honor and what a glory all that is. And then he goes on and says, come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord, not be afraid of the Lord, but to fear and revere the Lord. The subject, does anyone, the text says, want to live a life that is long and prosperous? That's in the psalm. Is there anyone in here today want a life that is long and prosperous? God is not cheap. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. All the silver and gold belongs to him. The cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. Why don't we trust him? Why don't we obey him? We don't have to lack. We just can love and laugh and be thankful because of what God will do in the lives that we put our faith and our confidence in him. I'm telling you. I said it earlier, I want to say it one more time. I was young, didn't know a whole lot, but now I'm old, don't know everything, but I know enough to know that God will take care of me. I know enough that God will supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I tell you also, I don't have to be alone. And like the songwriter said, he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I'm his own and the joy we share while we tarry there. I'll be all by myself sometime. It looks like I just lost my mind being happy. How about that? That's a little mixed up, but you know what I'm really trying to say? I have reason to thank God. I've known him a long time. Met him when I was 9 years old, and I'm a whole lot more than 9 years now, but I'm just, you know what I mean? But I still know who he is, and I know what he does, and I know what he will do, and I know what he can do, and nothing is impossible with him. All of that is true in my life. Well, now we get down to the sermon, as in the text for today. He said, listen to my exposition. Listen. This is David in a song and a prayer. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. I'm not going to talk about that. Ain't nobody in here worried about that part. Lord have mercy. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. I don't like being around somebody speaking evil. And sometimes you find that in the church, somebody talking about other members. She thinks she can sing. What's she doing in the choir? Y'all hear this? This is in the text. I didn't make this up. Lord, have mercy. And your lips stop telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. The people of God ought to be trying to be the best we can be all of the time. It's bad enough with the temptations that are around us. But turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Lord, have mercy. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to those who cry for help. For the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. Well, we're wrapping up here. Watch your words. Watch your words. This is what David wrote. Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Watch your walk. Turn away from evil and do good. Watch your walk. I love talking about he walks with me and talk with me. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Watch your works. I don't go around looking at and trying to watch how other folks. I'm trying to watch my own works. The eyes of the Lord will watch over those who do right. I said the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. I know somebody in here trying to do right, but there are temptations all around us. The eyes of the Lord watches over those who do right. I am so thankful that my parents tried to teach me how to do right. I did a whole lot of wrong, but I finally caught it and tried to do it myself. His ears are open to their cries for help. Whenever you're doing right and it seems like things are going wrong, his ears are open to their eyes, to their cries and their help. You can't fix it by yourself, but he can fix it with you. That's a good one. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. It didn't say be perfect, but it said do right. I would much rather be trying to do right wherever I am and whatever I'm supposed to do. I watched my father, who was a sharecropper, and I watched him every day. It seemed like in them life, he always tried to do right. While others all around sometimes was always doing wrong, I was glad to see he did not join the group. His ears are open to their cries for help. The Lord will, if you got a problem, cast your cares upon him. Ask and it shall be given, seek and it shall be found, knock. And it shall be open unto him. We ought to recognize the fact that that's the kind of God that we serve. And then finally, David says in the last part of his letter, this song and sermon, the Lord hears his people when they call him for help. He rescues them from all of their troubles. Take our troubles to the Lord. He'll always be there. Psalmist says, learn from my example. David went through a lot of stuff, all kinds of problems. But God was with him and enabled him to be on the right track. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And I know that there are people who are brokenhearted because they're troubled in their lives. But the Lord is close to them. Everyone who are having difficulties in his life, you're not alone. He's close to those who are broken down. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. I'm so glad that he doesn't walk away from us. Always there with us. Whatever we're going through, the righteous person faces many troubles. When you try to live right, there will be trouble, as I already talked about earlier. But the Lord comes to rescue each time. He'll never leave us alone. Whatever happened in our lives, he'll never leave us alone. He comes to rescue us every time if we put our faith and our confidence in him. The Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. And I want to say as I come to the close, the psalmist said in this wonderful psalm, Psalm 34, exalt in his name together. I really thank God when a church comes together and you don't have some talking against what somebody else is doing, but everybody is joining in to make their own contribution. I can't do what somebody else can do, but I thank God I can do what I can do. And I do that to give praise and honor and glory to our blessed God. I do that because of what he's done in my life, all of my life. I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging for bread. God will supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Are you glad today that you have a God on your side? In a world of trouble all around us, there's a God that says, put your faith and your confidence in me. He'll make a way when it seems like there's no way. He can do what nobody else can do. And I thank God that he loves us so much that he gave us the very best, gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world in him, through him and by him might be saved. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad that I'm saved. I don't know how long I'll be here, but I know someday I'm going to be saved. And in the meantime, and even in mean times, he remains to be present in my life. He does what I can't do. He gives me what I can't get. Can I get a witness? In the house of God, he loves every last one of us. There's no one under the sound of my voice that he does not love. He loves every one of us. You don't have to wonder about somebody else's love. You ought to recognize the fact that even people that don't like you, God loves them. That's the kind of God that we serve. I'm glad about that. That makes me happy. You know what I'm trying? I don't have to try to make up some kind of happiness. I just get up and think about the one that makes a way out of no way, the one that takes care of me when I can't take care of myself, the one that blesses me when I need a blessing. God will help me when I need some help. He give me some joy when I got some sorrow in my mind. I'm trying to sit down. Probably already sit down. But I got about one or two more minutes, and then I'm going to take my seat. I'm so glad. Yesterday I wasn't feeling very well. Didn't know how I was going to handle the day. But I found out there's some joy. Can't you tell there's some joy in my soul? I'm real glad today that he is who he is. He does what he does. And nobody can do me what he does. But I know it's not just good for me by myself. Every child of God that put their faith in God, the blessings of God will be with you throughout all of our troubles and trials and tribulations, and give you some of this joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Do you have some joy? Get some joy. If you don't have some joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I praise him today. It's invitation time in the house of God. Would you please stand for our invitation? If you're here without Christ, if you not put your faith in him, the door is open. His arms are outstretched. Come to me, all that are weary. He invites us to come.